She shoved past me to confront Dr. Vogel again. "You think Jacob did it?"
"Lori, please sit down. You're upset."
"Just say it. Don't sit there and read me your report and recite the DSM to me. I can read the DSM too. Just say what you mean. He did it."
"I can't tell you he did or didn't do it. I just don't know."
"So you're saying he might have done it? You think it's actually possible?"
"Lori, please sit down."
"I don't want to sit down. Answer me."
"I see certain traits and behaviors in Jacob that disturb me, yes, but that's a very different thing,
and it's our fault."
"Excuse me, it could be our fault. It's possible that it might just be our fault,
because we're such bad parents, because we had the nerve, the cruelty to put him in daycare like every other kid in this town. Every other kid."
"No, I would not say that, Lori. It is positively not your fault in any way. Put that thought right out of your head."
"And the gene, this mutation you tested for, what do you call it? Knockout, whatever."
"MAOA knockout."
"Does Jacob have it?"
"The gene is not what you're suggesting. I've explained at the most it creates a predisposition.
Doctor, does Jacob have it?"
"Yes."
"And my husband?"
"Yes."
"And my, I don't even know what to call him, my father-in-law?"
"Yes."
"Well, there you go. Of course he does. And what you said earlier about Jacob's heart being two sizes too small, like the Grinch?"
"I should not have phrased it like that. That was a foolish thing to say. I'm sorry."
"Never mind how you phrased it. Do you still believe it? Is my son's heart two sizes too small?"
"We need to work on building an emotional vocabulary for Jacob. It's not about the size of his heart. His emotional maturity is not at the same level as his peers."
"What level is it at, his emotional maturity?"
Deep breath.
"Jacob presents some of the characteristics of a boy half his age."
7.
"My son has the emotional maturity of a 7-year-old. That's what you're saying."
"That's not the way I'd put it."
"So what do I do?"
"What do I do?"
No answer.
"What am I supposed to do?"
"Shh," I said. "He'll hear you."